Welcome to 2023 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
A large majority of this country do not want to see them as being the only people on the tickets. You know, they're looking for fresh faces. There is a hunger for moving on with fresh people.
David Gergen, a former advisor to several presidents, feels President Joe Biden and former President Donald Trump shouldn't be running for re-election in 2024, and he's not alone. An NBC poll from earlier this year finds 70% of Democrats and 60% of Republicans agree. Gergen thinks fresh faces should step up. Though other candidates are running on both sides, recent polls show Biden and Trump are the top contenders to become their party's nominees. Today is National Poll Worker Recruitment Day, and many states want to get people involved. But there's still skepticism about taking on the job following violence against election workers during the 2020 election. Cesar Carvajal with Silver State Voices says these have scared off once passionate poll workers.
When you look at the leaders of our election departments throughout Nevada, you know, most county clerks and registrars that were here prior to 2020 are not in their position anymore. And much of the reason is because of that.
States like Maine and Nevada passed legislation protecting election workers and adding criminal penalties for harassing or harming them. At a federal level, congressional lawmakers reintroduced the Election Workers Protection Act, which guards against intimidation and threats. A recent Quinnipiac poll finds most Americans feel if a person is convicted of a felony, they shouldn't be allowed to run for president. This comes after former President Donald Trump was indicted for a fourth time and faces dozens of felony charges. Though voters' primary concern is the economy, preserving democracy is a close second. Tim Malloy, a Quinnipiac University analyst, says the nation's future is a top-of-mind issue for the electorate.
A whopping 83% of Americans fear democracy may fall apart, will not be able to be sustained in this current climate. That tells you something about the feeling of fragility that American voters have right now.
School districts across the country are preparing to navigate new laws on transgender students in the new school year. Among other states, North Dakota has adopted laws prohibiting use of a transgender student's preferred pronouns and requires staff to inform parents if a student claims to be transgender. While some districts in the state say this contrasts with federal law, others are erring on the side of caution. Grand Forks Superintendent Terry Brenner says the district will comply with the law, but remains worried about the consequences.
My concern is the suicide rate is high among transgender students previous to the law being enacted, and there's concern that that metric will rise moving into the future.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our 8 trust indicators to support transparency and accuracy at publicnewsservice.org.